Added server.
Okay.
Andy,
So does your clock
and
go back this week, Frank? Sorry.
all our clocks go back, not just my clock.
You're not special.
I've got two clocks here. I've got one on because I have to then start thinking, because now when I'm looking for a hot date with Fruit Loop, I don't have to think, because when she says then and then, I will receive you then and then. I don't have to think because it works this way. But starting Sunday morning, I have to think, well, actually, she's now ahead of me, which she is anyway. I have to. So I've got two clocks here because I'm so stupid. Yeah. So I will have one that will change automatically because we have these sort of funny gadgets. And then there's one that won't change. And that'll be
And
then Fruit Loop time. And I'll have to put a little sticker on it, Fruit Loop time on it. And
an egg timer.
so when Fruit Loop decides to say, yes, I do have 20 seconds for you, Mr. Mayor, I can look at the Fruit Loop clock to make sure that I get it right. I will still completely screw it up.
And that's what I said. I will send you updates on the time. It is now 8 o'clock. It is now 9 o'clock.
Oh, I get an hourly message, at the stroke it will be. God. Because the WhatsApp count is sort of it's all gone in hibernation because Fruit Loop's gone really quiet on me. But now I can look forward to a message, it's now 8 o'clock. And then she'll probably add a little caveat. Have you taken your tablets? 8:30, have you? These are the little joys in our lives.
Imagine.
Over to you, Fruit Loop. Oh, well.
So
Yes,
yes,
Ro Rosie's making her grand entrance.
as always.
There she is. Oh, she's looking so serious. My goodness.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good
Good
evening.
morning. Buenos dias.
Morning.
Buenos dias. Sorry, I had some problem with my connection. My computer wasn't working, but I got now, thanks God.
Well, that's a little joy in your life. Your computer says hello and works.
Yes. Frank, are you okay, Frank?
Yes, I'm not dead yet. Don't worry. I tried really hard, to sort of get, say goodbye, and you guys are rid of me. I tried really hard, but the doctors were simply too good. So sorry about that. I'll do better next time. Okay.
Okay. We don't want you to do better next time. Okay,
Well,
now
that's an interesting point. Don't do better.
don't do better. Stay with us.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I have a cat walking over your side of the desk. Okay, right, let's go.
Okay, we are going to talk about life. That is our topic for October. I think we have a lot of things to be thankful for, a lot of things that we just want to get over and done with for the month of October. But today we are going to focus on the joy and the meaning of life. So the joy and the meaning come from the moments and the choices that make us feel full. As well as obviously happy, whether it's love, purpose, simple daily happiness, going on holiday, booking into a hospital.
Yes.
But all of these give us a reason to smile and to keep moving forward. Okay. So, Frank, that is why you shouldn't do better. We want you to keep moving forward.
I've got my Zimmer frame on the other side of the room. Okay.
Okay. So first, I want to know what is one small thing that made you happy today?
Come on, Monica, you're smiling. Okay,
Okay.
I think you've
Monica, what made you happy today?
That poisonous snake was going away from my house, not towards it.
Oh,
I've lost a few pets over the years from these snakes, so that made me grateful. Yes. So I look at the positives. And yes, no, that was good. And the sun was shining. It was a really nice day. So I'm happy. And I get to see Frank in real life. On a screen, alive and well.
Yes. Now, Monica, what kind of snake was it?
An eastern brown snake.
Eastern brown snake, okay.
Yeah, like down here. In different states have different snakes, or you get red-bellied black snakes, but they're really poisonous. And my daughter rang me a few years ago and she said the dog's bleeding, because it thins your blood, basically. And she said the dog's bleeding from its mouth, and I get home 5 minutes later, dead snake, dead dog, and 3 weeks later, the cat got bitten. But cats are lazy, so they tend to survive. You can get them to a vet in time, but it's an expensive exercise.
Yes.
But it's, yeah, common here, unfortunately. So, yeah. So okay. Now my Birkenstocks are gone into hibernation, so I'm wearing proper shoes. And to wear loose pants, so if they bite, I'm not going to wear tight jeans anyhow, but yeah, so if at least it bites, it doesn't go through.
Yes.
Then it's, okay. Yeah, they've just been here or they swim in the pool, so yeah, it's just unfortunate. But
so how long
is we're in their territory. It's like people who swim in the sea and complain if sharks eat them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got eaten by a shark, you know. That would be a Dear Abby.
Oh, wow, yes.
Dear Abby, the shark had an audacity to eat me. Why am I writing this? Yeah. I shouldn't be writing this, yeah.
There's lots of people complaining, saying we should, you know, cull sharks, and, you know, shark nets are in some places in Sydney and others, but, yeah, it's sort of, yeah. We're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Rosie, what is one small thing that made you happy today?
Give me it's only about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Maybe yeah, yesterday.
I'm really happy today, because today I needed to prepare the name is for my sister. Every year we take some poor children to give them gifts for the holiday, for the Christmas, and for each children we need to buy a shoes, a clothes, a toy. We need to buy some things to these children, because these children doesn't have sometimes family, sometimes a panettone to eat in the Christmas. And every year my family takes some children and we buy everything for them. And we need to prepare the packet, the gift packet for these children. And I have the names for each children, the name, the age, the number of shoes, the number of clothes, and the toy. And we prepare a beautiful gift, a beautiful pack to the children. And my neighborhood has a big friend, a lot of friends that do this. And these children don't live here in São Paulo. They live in north of São Paulo. North of Brazil. And a big truck take all the packets and take the gifts for these children. And I think on 23 or 24 or 25 December, a community give this present for all these children, and the children feel very, very happy because they don't have shoes, they don't have clothes, and we help them with this. So I think it's I think it is really nice. And every year I adopt 2 children, 1 child for my neighborhood and 1 child for my other friend at my job. She takes part in a spirit, for example, church, and in her case is a house to that talks about God, but in a the spirit, how can I say this in English? Religions is a spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of children too that don't have family, they don't have shoes and sometimes food, and we help these children in on Christmas. And I'm happy for this today.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yes. Yes. It's really, really, really cool. And in this case, I think it's really, really nice because my neighborhood, she isn't old, but she every year they choose one community, you know, because, for example, every year the same community. So every year they choose some children, isn't the same children, you know, because it's because there are a lot of people that can help, and every year I help 1 child. It's here in Brazil, it's common this situation when you have a religions, Catholic or spirit or evangelic, they help children every year, but when you are almost getting on Christmas, we do this. And she sent us a video and a pictures from a people from people gave them the gifts. And the children, oh my God, they feel really, really, really happy, because I remember 3 or 4 years ago, we at my school, at that school I was working, we ask letters from children, what do you want to win from I forgot Papai Noel in English.
Quoi?
I'm sorry. Father Christmas. No, but I forgot.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
That's the American version. The civilized one would be Father Christmas.
Yes, and we ask for the children, okay, write in a paper, write a letter for Santa Claus. What do you want to win in Christmas, on Christmas? And oh my God, I remember 1 child wrote, oh, I want to win panettone. I can say this in English.
Panettone, the Italian Christmas cake.
And when I read that, oh my God, this student, she wrote, I've never eaten panettone, and I want to win one. Oh my God. So we try to help the children with panettone, with some toy. Yes, and I think this action because when you make some action to other people, and people is happy, you feel happy too, right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, pretty cool.
And yes, pretty cool. And
and the line is frozen. And she has disappeared. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Frank, what is one small thing that made you happy today?
It actually started on Tuesday, and I wasn't aware of it. So as you know, Janita, I had to sort of tell you some horrible things on Tuesday morning.
Yes.
And I was undecided whether I was going to partake in today's lunch.
Yes.
And then I had a meeting with one of the swimming club on yesterday morning, and it felt really good. And then I thought, yes, I have to be here because I get enormous pleasure from speaking with all of you.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Well, speaking with yourself, Rosie, good dear. And I think it is a small pleasure, but it's also actually very, very significant.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. people get together on a regular basis and just talk about something, you know, moderated by yours truly on my top left hand corner here. So yes, thank you to all of you for being here. It's my small pleasure.
Yeah,
I'm really
happy because I am seeing you, Frank. I miss Monica because I love a long time you know see Monica and Anita with her smile. Anita is always smiling. Yeah,
I could say a lot about that because the smile from Anita is actually
really yes. I like the song about her.
Well, that's actually. It's actually something else. Yeah. So, as you see, Janita, she always wears her hair in a bun. Yeah. But when we had our weekly meeting on Tuesday morning, it wasn't in a bun. It was just sort of flowing. Yes. Nice.
I let it loose.
You let it loose. Again, it's a small pleasure. It is a small pleasure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Fruit Loop? What was your pleasure of the morning so far?
My nails.
Yes.
I love them.
Yes. Let me see.
Nails.
Anita, I always think this is really, really, really beautiful, really, really different. And I was thinking, oh my God, she has one color in each dedo. Oh.
Yes.
Finger. Muito legal.
It is orange and yellow.
Actually an agenda point on one of our meetings because it's sort of like this is you do not disturb Janita when she gets her nail done. I
have a curious, very, very quickly. Who makes you yourself or other person?
No, someone else. I don't do it myself.
It's really beautiful. I like it. And different.
I said to someone here. Oh, sorry, Frank.
No, don't worry.
Even in COVID and, you know, when there's an economic downturn, one place that is always full are the nail salons here. They're always busy. I said this to someone. I said, look, all the nail salons are often, you know, run by Asians, but they've always got people in them. And, you know, there's no economic downturn. They're saying electricity is expensive, everything. We have to save money. But the nail salons have always got people in them.
What you didn't have it like that. You sort of send in your fingers to get done and they send them back in the post and then you sort of reattach them to your hand. Did you not do that in Australia?
No, I was looking at Rosie's, but that's what I need for next week for Halloween. I was one top the black, but then I've got something the next day, and I thought I might not be able to get it off in time. But yeah, I do that for Scouts.
I've got a perfect solution for you. It's dirt cheap. Get a hammer and just go. Wow.
I've done that. Yeah. So.
And then the blood curdling scream goes along with Halloween. So I mean, you kill two birds with one stone.
And do you know how you get the blood from under it? You get a cigarette lighter and a paper clip, heat up the paper clip, and
do not do this
at
home.
I did this as a sports trainer, hockey players, because they get hit in the toe, and then you with the burning hot paperclip, you drill a hole in their toenail, and blood spurts out, and it's instant relief.
Thank you for sharing this. Please do not do this at home, anybody.
That's very graphical.
I tried to do it on my daughter, but she woke up, and I had to go to the doctor the next day and pay them to do it. She slammed her finger in the car door outside the hospital. Yes.
Okay. Fruit Loop. Your nails, yeah, that was the highlight of your morning so far. Just killing yourself in laughter.
Yes, that was the highlight of my day.
The day's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet. There's a lot of other things to be happy about and grateful for. But so far today, my nails, because I like the color, it's different. It reminds me of summer, which we are moving into summer. And also my favorite cocktail. But I'm not going to mention the name now.
I can think where this one's headed to. Okay.
It's vodka and orange juice and some cherry or raspberry cordial. So it looks like a sunset.
All right.
Really nice.
Yes. Okay. So joy is all around us. It can come from the simple moments, people, experiences, the small things that we do. And if we think about what is joy, it is the feeling of happiness, satisfaction, delight, and there's a lot of small moments that we can feel this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A delicious meal, a smile from a friend, getting your nails done, finishing a book, or maybe just laughing at a joke.
Yes.
So why do these small moments sometimes bring more joy than big events? Why do the small moments sometimes bring more joy than big events?
Because if you have to wait for the big things, you might be waiting a while. And I think you realize sometimes just the small things you just be grateful for. And you realize how fortunate you are. But, you know, if you're waiting for some massive thing to make you happy, then you'll spend a lot of your life unhappy. You know, but if you're grateful for the small things, you realize that you are lucky and that there are things to be grateful for without having to be a huge thing. And, you know, and you... you're satisfied with them, but, you know, otherwise, I think if you're waiting for some massive, not a cyclone, but massive event to make you happy, you just sort of sit there, but you just realise, you know, the small things, like you said, you know, the smile from someone or just little things you should be grateful for and that they do make our life better.
Yes.
But, yeah, and you can be grateful for them without having to wait for something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And you realise how lucky you are, especially sometimes if you compare yourself to others, you know, every day you sort of realise your life is pretty good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For example, in my case, like you asked, small events and simple things. For example, this weekend I'm going to the beach with my sisters and with my sister-in-law and with my sister's mother-in-law. No, I think mother-in-law. I don't know. And we are going in two cars. I am driving my car. I am going to drive my car. And other car with only woman, you know, and we are going to the beach on tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow on Friday. And we will come back on Tuesday. And I asked to my big boss a day off on 28 October because I have some hours, banco de horas. I don't know in English, banco de horas. Banco de horas.
Overtime. You have some overtime. Mm.
Yes, yes. And I asked him, and I got because October 28 is
public holiday in Brazil. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. But the government inside not will be okay. 28 is Tuesday, but we will have a day off on Monday, and we must work on Tuesday. But I asked him Tuesday off, right? Mm. And he gave me because I work a lot, and we'll be really, really nice because my sisters and we are 9 people, and my little niece will go too, and I think we will enjoy ourselves because we will be together. We will go to different and new beach that I've never been yet, and I think it will be nice. And I need some day off to relax my mind, relax my body, eat, take some ice cream. So I think these 4 days, almost 4 days off will be nice, will be good to me.
But Rosie, your planning is really bad.
Why?
Well, I'm looking at the calendar.
Yeah.
And you've asked for Tuesday off, and your boss gave it to you. You should have asked for Wednesday off as well.
When is but I can't. Unfortunately.
What do you mean you can't? I mean, it's your birthday on Wednesday, for crying out loud.
Yeah, because I asked him when day off on Tuesday, because we won't work on Monday, right?
Yeah.
And I asked him Tuesday. And I went to 2092, but no. Well, 2 days, no. I gave you 1 day, not two.
I would fire your boss. I would get rid of the boss.
Get a new boss.
Yes.
Because I mean, he should know that it's a very important day on Wednesday. It
yes.
is your. It is your. I'm not going to say the number because I'll probably get it wrong. It is your birthday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If he were a really, really good boss, he would say, "Oh, come on, Rosie, it's your birthday. Come on, take the day off. It's no problem, you know. The Sao Paulo education system isn't going to collapse because you were taking 1 day extra."
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I really wanted my Wednesday day off too, but I can't because I want to stay with my family 4 days, right? And if I asked him Wednesday 29, I needed to work on 28, and it's not good, okay? Because go to the beach.
Okay,
on...
okay, you've got it all. Look. Give me your boss's number.
Yeah.
Then I will call the White House.
Yes, and when
then we'll get the President of the United States to call your boss, and I'm sure your boss will instantly give you as much time as you want. Yeah,
and
pay you.
He told me, okay, I will give you Tuesday, but no Wednesday, because in his mind, I will have 4 days off. Not 4 days, no, because Saturday and Sunday I don't work. So I don't work on Saturday and Sunday. But in his mind, no, he will be 5 days. No, only four.
You just can't get the bosses these days anymore.
Yes, right? Yes. On Wednesday, 29th of October, my birthday, we work hard because we will receive a lot of box, a lot of, oh my God, I don't remember. Like,
but all your birthday presents, yeah? That's good.
Yeah, last year we received a lot of box with the tests from the students from all schools, because we have 81 schools, and we receive a lot of box with the tests, and all the employers, all my colleagues at my job, will separate the box from each school. For example, this is school one, school two, school three. So sorry, Rosie, but I can't give you.
Rosie, you've got two problems. You've got two problems. Your first problem is that your boss doesn't respect your birthday.
Yes.
Which you can still change. But I think the other problem is a little bit late for that. Yeah.
Sorry?
That when your parents decided to have you, they should have known about this at that point of time and said, well, look, let's fast forward to 2025. Rosie will be having her birthday. And instead of getting locks and boxes of presents, she's going to get locks of boxes of tests. So maybe we should plan things a little differently so that when it's Rosie's birthday, it will be nice for her.
Yes, yes.
Rosie, it could be worse. You could have a birthday the day before Christmas.
Sorry.
It would be worse if you had your birthday the day before Christmas.
Ah, yes, yes.
Which is in your case, because your birthday is the 24th of December, yeah?
So, and in Europe, they celebrate Christmas then, so sometimes I miss out.
Well, hang on, that's a very big generalization, because in France, yeah, we celebrate Christmas on the 25th and in Germany on the 24th.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Monica, you win two gifts, right? Two presents.
But the rest of the year I don't get anything. So this year I started celebrating in June.
Well, okay. So this is something I learned from Fruit Loop. They have a thing called Christmas in July.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that we could sort of get them, the South African contingency, to introduce to Australia, Christmas in July. I think that's a very good idea. And secondly, you haven't trained your partner very well, because he should then sacrifice his birthday. Say, well, look, you know, my poor partner. She's got a bog off, buy one get one free, which means she gets Christmas and birthday. So I will sacrifice my. So John, I'll tell him this when I see him.
Oh, good. He might listen.
We'll have a quiet conversation. I'll take him to a bar, have a few beers.
He might listen.
Put him under the influence of alcohol, and in no uncertain terms say, well, listen, you know, when is his birthday?
9th of 9th, 69. Yeah, so it's the same. Ninth, my God, ninth, so 9th of September.
9th of September. Okay, so there, yes. So there you go. So he should sacrifice his birthday in September to give it to you as a birthday present, so that you can celebrate your birthday. Fair is fair. And that would bring extra joy to your life. Yeah. And then you can still do it on the 24th of December anyway.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Female privilege, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That just reminded me, I was born on a Friday, but it was on Easter Friday.
Good Friday.
No, I yes, Good Friday. So I was the only baby in the hospital with my mom.
Oh, so cute.
So every year on my birthday, my grandmother would buy me a rabbit, like the Easter bunny.
Oh, so cute.
So I had a lot of teddy bears.
Nice.
Because of this.
Yeah, it's a cat leaving a room. That's the problem with April birthdays, isn't it? It kind of overlaps with Easter sometimes. Yeah,
But it's not a bad thing because you get presents, you celebrate your birthday, you get extra chocolate and Easter eggs and nice food. Big celebration.
Speaking of which, how's your sugar-free chocolate stash doing? Are you?
I do have a few left after our vacation, but it's low. It's low, but there's still a few.
Oh, Anita, you were talking about that you were born in on a Friday, Easter, and
yes.
Oh my God, I was thinking about that. For example, when someone asks you, not only to you, but to Monica and to Frank too, and to me, did you remember some nice or some funny action when you were, for example, 3 or 5 or, and oh my God, when someone asked me, Rosy, tell me some situation, bad or not, about your childhood. For example, do you remember when you were 5 years? So I can't remember some events when I was 5 years or 4 years. I can't remember. I don't know. I have a picture with my, because we are 4 women and 1 guy, and my sister before me. Yes, yeah. We have a picture, you know, the picture that you have, for example, in this picture, I will send to Frank. In this picture, there are 3 Rosies, 1, 2, 3 Rosies, and 2 Rosangela, my sister before me. And I remember, but I can't remember how we took this picture. But my oldest sister says to me, this picture, the photographer put in the wall, un pano. Oh my God, I don't
like
know this.
Like a backdrop. Background or backdrop.
Yes. And took this picture, but I remembered, I can't remember in my mind this action, you know, because okay, I have the picture, but I don't remember how this picture happened, you know. And I think I was, my sister told me I was 4 years or 5 years, I don't know. And I think this is really interesting when you can remember some events when you were only 5 or 4 years. I can't remember this. What about you? curious.
Anita, what's your earliest memory?
Frank.
I can remember going to kindergarten the first time. I was 5 years old, and that's where I met my best friend. But before that, I can remember the house that we lived in, the garden, the dogs, the swimming pool. I can remember that. and then also times we went to visit my grandparents. Maybe I was around 3 or 4 years old. Yeah. But it's only like fragments, small pieces that I can remember.
Yes, small pieces. Small piece, not all the situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember kindergarten.
What do you remember?
I got dropped off once at kindergarten, and I didn't like that particular kindergarten, so I didn't go. And then I went to a nice one where my daughter actually went, and that had a good sandpit. And I remember my first day of school, aged 5, I was scared someone would steal my water, my drink bottle. Yeah, that you took water in. And so it's funny what you remember from all those years ago. Yeah, sort of 4 or 5 years old, I remember these various things from that age. So, it's, yeah, life was less complicated then.
Do you remember how old were you? Do you remember how old, like?
Oh, when I was 4, we had start kindergarten at 4. Next year they're starting it at 3. They're bringing it in so kids get more education.
Smarter.
Aussie kids will be smarter. But yes, so yeah, it's about 4. Got a few memories of walking around a building site, but that was probably about 5 years old. Then a few things with people and, yeah. Christmas. Yeah. Oh, that was, I was age 7 then, but yeah.
Pretty nice. Yeah.
And Frank, and I think we better do something to compete with these ladies and their glamorous nails.
Oh, pretty nice. And I am asking because the schools that I take care, one of them give me a picture from myself. They asked me, Rosie, please can you send me a picture that when you were a child? And oh my God, I don't have pictures. When I was a child, but I have just one picture that I sent to Frank.
Yeah, just forwarded on to everybody else, you know. So.
I have just one picture, and they did a montage. They take my picture from my WhatsApp profile, my WhatsApp, and my child picture, and did a photo, a picture to celebrate Teacher's Day. And I so beautiful like this. Yes. I don't know if you can see.
Professor, yes. Yeah, the lights have been okay.
Yes, Teacher's Days. They took me when I was a child, I think 4 years, and here now.
That's your profile picture, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they do a photo.
They framed it.
Yes. Yes, I think it's really interesting and different gift, you know, because they... Children's Day and Teacher's Day. Children's Day 12 mm-hmm. October and 15 so October Teacher's Day. They two commemoration, children, teachers. And I thought really, really interesting and cute and different, right?
Yes.
Yes. The manager give this gift for all the teachers, child and adult, for all. It's really beautiful. And tell me some nice action when you were a child, because this I asked you. Yes. Too legal, né? So nice.
Okay. I'm going to ask one last question. Mm-hmm. Imagine your happiness as a garden. What flowers or trees would grow in it? Imagine your happiness as a garden. What flowers or trees would grow in it?
Oh, in my case, orchids.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really nice and really, really beautiful because, for example, I've already won an orchid on my birthday, and it's really interesting this plant because for example, I have some orchidia here at my home that I won five when I turned 50 years, and is still alive. So I like orchidias because the flowers grow up every year. Sometimes she died. No, she didn't die. She doesn't die because every year I have flowers from the orchidias.
Are you saying, Rosie, that you turn you're 50 years old? You're lying.
No,
You can't be 50. It's impossible. You look 20 years.
No. I got an orchid when I turned it. Yes, it's correct.
When you turn 50, but it's impossible. You can't be 50. It's impossible.
Yes. On the one is they, I will turn it to 5.6. And God.
Yeah, there you go. 5.6. There you go. That's more like it. Yeah, 5.6.
It's a big number for me.
How old are you? I'm 5.6. Yeah.
Yes. And it's a big, big, big number for me. Sometimes my family and my niece and my nephew, in 4 years, we will have 60 years, six decades, decades.
Yeah,
decades.
I've got news for you, Rosie. Life begins at 60, okay?
Thank you, Frank. I've got 2 months tomorrow.
Oh my God!
All you whippersnappers over there! You got nothing.
And I want to be I want to be old, but with health. You know, I want to be a healthy, little old woman, uma velhinha.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Okay. Monica. What about you? Your happiness was a garden?
Sunflowers are my favourite flower. They're always happy in yellow and orange are my favourite colours. So sunflowers, they're always, I think, happy.
Okay. Yeah. So
and you can eat the seeds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're always, I think, they're my favourite flowers. My favourite flowers used to be carnations, but I've got a garden full of roses, like I've got about 40 rose bushes. But, yes, I think sunflowers always make me happy because they're just bright and cheerful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, what about you? What would your garden look like?
Well, I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing the tombstone of the fig tree that was there about a week ago.
Yes.
At this point, I'm still contemplating because they had to cut the fig tree down. It was enormous. It was really, really big because they have to relay the foundations of the church next door. So I'm just wondering whether the roots will be ripped out at some point or whether we will have a fig tree again at some point in the future. I'm hoping for the latter. So fig tree because A, it gives me something to wear. And secondly, as I am getting dressed in my fig leaf,
the thought scares us. That's why you and I were laughing.
Objective achieved. So getting dressed in your fig leaf and then plucking a fig from the tree and eating it then and there, It's paradise. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. So it would have to be a fig tree. Yeah. Just one tree, because they grow like weed and produce a lot of figs. And the figs also have, at least with me, they have sort of a secondary effect, so that if I then have to make a dash to the bathroom, just wearing a fig leaf makes things a little bit easier, you know.
And traumatizes everybody.
Well, that's not my problem, is it? I mean...
PTSD.
Look, Monica, if you are traumatized, then you are too close. Okay, let's just put it.
Oh, wow.
I'll make sure to leave my glasses on.
I love you. I love you too. Okay. Thought we were friends here.
You're making Rosie cry now. She's wiping her nose from laughing so much.
Okay. Fruit Loop, I would love to hear the answer to the question from you as well, actually, because I do know a little bit about your garden. Your son has made a fantastic film about it, ripe for the Oscars.
You can see everything but nothing.
brilliant film. You've got a pineapple tree in the back here, haven't you? Or a palm tree?
No, it's not a. It's a type of palm tree.
Mm.
Yes, but that is not. I was thinking about a flower called amaryllis. I don't know if you know that. Yes. They're actually native to the Western Cape in South Africa, but during springtime and summertime, they bloom in everyone's garden. My mom has them, my grandmother has them, I have them, the neighbors, there's a lot of people who
there's probably a lot of rivalry. My amaryllis are nicer than your amaryllis. Yeah.
And some of them are pretty nice. mine takes a long time to bloom, but I did see a speck of red in the garden, so it would be out soon.
Venturing its head out, yeah. How are the chilies doing? How are the chilies doing?
The chilies are big. They've grown since I'll send some pictures today.
Yeah, Hippiastrum. Yeah, that's amaryllis. Yeah.
Yes.
I think you are talking about here in Brazil has these trees too that in the spring we can see on the streets this tree. And the color, oh my God, it's really, really beautiful. You have yellow, you have, oh my God, I think really, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. IP, in Portuguese, IP, right? The number is IP. Yes, I put it here in English, but I don't know if it's correct. Araguane, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
Like. Yeah.
Okay. We'll work it out what it is in the transcript.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Fruit Loop. You need to go and pick up Junior.
Yes. So, for the joy and the meaning, we can find it in different things. Even if it's looking at the flowers in the garden or wearing a fig leaf. Or just being happy that the snake passed your house.
I should.
Opposite direction.
Yes. So it all forms connections and experiences, and these small actions are the simple pleasures that make life more joyful and fulfilling. So Frank, do you want to add a last word?
Thank you.
Wow, last word. Meu Deus, foi muito rápido. I didn't see the time. It's our meeting. It was great because now I look at the time. I didn't. Because our meeting was so nice and I didn't see the timing going up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bridget has to pick up her junior. I don't want her to get caught in horrible traffic jams and go away. And so forth. Not you. There's a phone ringing here. Someone trying to stump something. Okay. Right. Fruit Loop, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes, it's good to be back as well. Everyone else, thank you very much for joining, and we'll see you next time.
Same place, same time.
Have a great week, everybody.
Same place, same time.
Take care. Happy Halloween.
Yes. Take care.
Okay.
Great.
Bye.
Really nice. Bye-bye.